Welcome. You are listening to Not Just a Rainbow with Catherine Cager. All right. Today, I am going to tell you my modest opinion on an interesting topic you probably will love. For members of the LGBTQ+ community who are older, the phrase, friend of Dorothy, is a known expression. However, for younger members of the queer community, the only reference they may have to it is from the scene in the movie Clueless when Murray informs Cher that her attractive, well-dressed crush Christian is a friend of Dorothy, who enjoys going to disco clubs, reading Oscar Wilde, and attending Streisand concerts. Does everyone get what he means? If you are unfamiliar with the lingo of the LGBTQ+ community, allow us to give you a crash course in the classic slang. World War II Code. Going back to the days of World War II, homosexuality was a forbidden subject, yet two coded phrases were used, Miss Tang and Mrs. King, as a way for gay men to let each other know of their true identity. Dorothy Parker. A likely source of the expression may be the illustrious Dorothy Parker, a sharp-tongued author, socialite, and political agitator of the early 1900s. The couple, who were married to an openly bisexual man who identified himself as queer as a billy goat, created and performed art in both New York and Hollywood until Parker was blacklisted by McCarthy for her efforts to promote civil rights. She was very welcoming to people of diverse sexual orientations, and when she passed away, she left her estate to Martin Luther King Jr. The Oz Books. It appears that the inventor of this term is none other than Dorothy Gale. When first released, the Oz Books were a massive success and served as the basis for musicals, plays and movies, even before the 1939 MGM classic. They were a smash hit before huge blockbusters were common, and the books are filled with strong female characters in close relationships, gender-bending princes, and more. In The Road to Oz, Polychrome, who happens to be the rainbow's daughter, although it has nothing to do with the LGBT rainbow flag, which was first used in the 70s, says to Dorothy, "You have some strange friends, Dorothy." To which our intrepid young protagonist replies, "It doesn't matter how unusual they are, so long as they are friends." The Wizard of Oz. No doubt, this movie is an integral part of the narrative. MGM's The Wizard of Oz is a timeless, colossal masterpiece. The film is a brilliant kaleidoscope of music and gorgeous, iconic costumes. Every phrase has become a classic and can be easily recalled. The grandiose production is accompanied by a storyline about feeling isolated and not belonging, and the emotional numbers about Somewhere Over the Rainbow serve as a reminder that we can all find where we fit, beyond a dull existence. No surprise then that it's been embraced by the LGBTQ community. Judy Garland. Dorothy's stature in the queer community skyrocketed after her starring role in the movie adaptation of Baum's novel. Despite criticism about her being too old to play the role of the bright-eyed little girl, her performance in the film made her an unforgettable icon. Her success as an actress propelled her to legendary status. Judy Garland was truly a shining star in the world of music, and her association with the LGBTQ+ community made her a beloved gay icon. Her roles and performances epitomized the camp aesthetic which was so highly valued by the LGBTQ+ community at the time, and her rags-to-riches story of overcoming a difficult life to become so successful was an inspiration to those who were often forced to remain in the shadows. At the time of her funeral, something remarkable happened that many people, including Sylvia Rivera herself, felt was not a coincidence. On the very same night, the Stonewall riots took place, as if the atmosphere was filled with a sense of mourning. As Sylvia famously said, "I guess Judy Garland's death really pushed us over the edge." Navy Commission. It's super sad and funny at the same time that back in the early 80s when Mel Dahl, an openly gay sailor, tried to get a promotion in the Navy and told them he was gay, they completely freaked out. But then when he brought up the point that there were heaps of other gay guys at his base who kept it quiet, the Navy got even more freaked out. This huge investigation ended up costing a ton of money, as the Navy tried to find out which of their seamen were gay by snooping around gay bars. They eventually noticed that lots of gay men were talking about a certain Dorothy that they were all friends with, so they tried to track her down, hoping she'd divulge all the names of the gay seamen. It's clear that they didn't locate Dorothy, but eventually they managed to locate and expel numerous homosexual soldiers, which cost them an arm and a leg. Cruise ships. The phrase, "Friends of Dorothy," is still widely used in the cruise industry, especially among the older crowd. It's not uncommon to find gatherings of Dorothy's friends on cruise ship trips. The use of the term, "gay cruise," is starting to become less popular as cruise ships move towards using more well-known and accepted language within the LGBT community as it gains greater acceptance. That's all. I hope you enjoy today's topic. Share my podcast with your friends and see you. All the best. Bye-bye.